Blog Talk Radio.
Understanding of his word as he has given me as well as I say my prayer to cover us all. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and all the joy and happiness you will bring, you will allow us to have in spite of the devil trying or Satan trying to interrupt us and lead us into his transgressions. And transgressions means breaking of the law. He wants us to lead us into his sinful nature, and that we are not having. We're saying no thanks to Satan, the father of lies. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for restoring us, your lost sheep, especially allowing us and the world to know who we are and whose we are in you. And they that have been following you and followers of the law of Satan will know and confess that we are your lost sheep here in the United States of America. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, and wherever city or wherever place I may relocate on this earth. Detroit is your blessed city, and the other races, Esau's children, have decided and know it too. And that's why they are taking it over and have taken it away from us. Your sheep in Detroit, Michigan, rule, and putting in an emergency manager that has poisoned, that has been told by the governor to cut out the water system from Detroit and use the water from Flint River, and killing over 100,000 people. My Father in heaven, please do not let this happen under President Obama's watch. Make him say, this is not going to happen under my watch, and let him come into Flint, Michigan, and put whole new water pipes in and have it hooked up to the Detroit water system until this evil one has dug their water system from another county. You know much more about it than I, but I pray this prayer, save all those people in Flint, Michigan, from having water that is poisoned with lead, as well as they're saying listeria now. And over 80 people have died in the last 2 years because of someone's inability to rule, because they didn't want us black folk in these cities where they have put emergency managers over. We need help. Help us today. Let our president, who I voted for twice and believed in him, say, no, this is not happening on my watch, and remove this governor today. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sheep, we are fasting today. As I spoke to you last week, you all that were listening, we were to start fasting yesterday at sundown, and we will end our fasting today at sundown. We are praying for courage to do our Heavenly Father's will. We're praying for prosperity in the new year. We're praying for restoration. We're praying for obedience to God's words. And you'll find those in Leviticus chapter 23, as well as other places like in Leviticus chapter 11, where it tells us what to eat and what not to eat. And I see that the grocery stores have just bombarded us black folk with the hog, with the pig in the grocery store. Let us, your people, stop buying the swine. It tells us not to eat the swine. And for whatever else that you are praying for it to be in your life, if it is God's will, then He will allow it. Let us pray for our health too. Satan has been fighting me for the past 3 months to take away my health, but my health is excellent, and I believe it, and I say it, and it is so. Sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. The rest of you who are in your churches and having church meetings on worshiping on Sunday, that's not according to the Bible. You are in, you're not obeying God. Read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, where the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, tells you to follow that Sabbath. And the Sabbath, for those of you who do not know, that Saturday is the Sabbath day. That's the day you are to keep holy. Sabbath is observed on Saturday, starting Friday evening and ending on Saturday evening. For those of you who want to be obedient and follow God's word, then you are to have your church meetings on the Sabbath, Saturday. It was Constantine, the Roman emperor, that started having Sunday, that changed your Sabbath worship to Sunday, and a lot of people were killed. Some of us remained, and I am so happy that I have become obedient to what God told me to do many years ago. When He told me to feed His sheep, there were not many women in the ministry, and of course, I was going along with the world who would say women are not to preach the word or teach the word of God. But God told me to feed His sheep in a dream. Did you not know that God tells you through dreams and visions to do His word? You'll find that in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6, it says, I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. He, that is God, did not speak to Paul in a dream. Paul says he had a vision. But whenever you tell someone to do what God, or you tell them not to do what God has told them to do, then you're not speaking for me. This Bible speaks for me. And in 2 Timothy, I think it was chapter 2, verse 11 somewhere, Paul tells Timothy, I would that you have the women be quiet in the church. But that's Paul. I do not obey Paul. I will listen to him. I will read what he has to say or what he has said. But people, I am telling you, if God tells you to do whatever it is, and if you don't have the courage, pray to him for courage to do his will and not what some person named Paul says to do or not to do. Sheep, that's S-H-E-E-P. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 15, and we will start reading today's lesson from there. And you know how fast I read, and it's not fast. People will say, oh, her lessons are boring. But nonetheless, God told me to do this, and I'm doing it, and I'm happy that I'm doing it, and he has provided the platform for me to do it on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't want to listen to my program, hit the door. Turn my program off. I will listen. And some other people too. Let's read. We're in the book of Mark, chapter 15. Today's lesson is Jesus faces Pilate. And Pilate was, I'm going to say he was a Roman general in the army, because at that time, and this time, when Jesus was crucified, the Roman soldiers were in power. And that's who killed Jesus, although it was his people, the priests, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, those were his people who were jealous of him, and they conspired to have him killed, taken in front of Pilate, whose allegiance was to the Roman and the Roman government. And if there was someone else calling them the king of the people in Jerusalem, then they wanted him murdered. They wanted him killed. And that's what they had done. And that was, even today, those people who are in Jerusalem, they do not worship Jesus as we do. I worked with some for many years, and they would tell me that they do not worship Jesus like that or like I do, because I praise God. And at that time, I was in a church where if the Spirit would hit me, I would jump and shout all over the place, but I would not speak in tongues. But let's get to today's lesson. Again, I'm not a fast reader as those who will call my lessons boring. God gave me this assignment. He didn't give it to you who called me boring, because you could not feed the people effectually like I can do it. Nonetheless, let's read Mark chapter 15, verse 1. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation, that is a meeting, with the elders and the scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus. They had tied Jesus up or constrained him and carried him away to deliver him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, the him is Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? And he is Jesus, answered, saying unto him, thou sayest it. Thou means you sayest it. And the chief priests accused. Accused means to blame him, and the him again is Jesus, of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, answer you nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against you. But Jesus yet answered nothing. So that Pilate marveled, and marveled means he wondered, or he was astonished, or in disbelief that Jesus would not answer nothing. Verse 6, now at the feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound, that's tied up, with them that had made an insurrection with him. An insurrection is a violent disturbance against a violent uprising against the government who were in charge of Jerusalem at that time, as well as against the authorities. That's what Barabbas had done. Verse 8, and the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him, that's Barabbas, to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. And that is Pilate, I'm thinking. But Pilate answered them, saying, will you that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. Yeah, they were jealous of how Jesus could move the crowd. I told you before that the scribes could not teach as Jesus did in the temples. You know, like when Jesus threw the people out of the temple for selling stuff, and he told you that it is written, this house shall be called the house of prayer. And the chief priests and the scribes, they were jealous because they were not teaching as Jesus taught. He taught them, Jesus taught them the kingdom of God is coming, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Let's pick up reading at verse 11. But the chief priests moved the people, and he should rather release Barabbas unto them. So the chief priests moved the people to say, we want Barabbas instead of Jesus, the King of the Jews. And he is the King of the Jews yesterday, today, and this day, today. And he will be the King tomorrow. Verse 12. And Pilate answered and said unto them, what will you then that I shall do unto him whom you call the King of the Jews? And they cried out, crucify him. Crucify means to put someone to death by nailing them or binding them upon the cross. Verse 14. Then Pilate said unto them, why? What evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, crucify him, because the chief priests urged them on to cry, crucify him. Verse 15. And so Pilate, willingly to content, content means to satisfy or please the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus. When he had scourged means to whip him, to be crucified. Verse 16, and the soldiers led him away to the hall called the Praetorium, and they gathered together the whole band. And when it says the whole band, I'm thinking about that's the entire regiment of Roman soldiers. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. and began to salute him, "Hail, the King of the Jews." And they smote him. That's to smote him means to hit him. And when they were saying, let me go back up to verse 18, where they began to salute him, King of the Jews. They were making a gesture of respect. Nonetheless, they were mocking him too, because they were going to put the King of the Jews to death. And they did. Let's pick up reading in verse 19. And they smote him on the head with a reed, and they spit on him, and bowing their knees, worshiped him. And we're at verse 20. And when they had mocked him — mocked means making fun of him — they took off the purple from him and put him in his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon a Cyrenian is a black person that lives in the country of Libya. Libya is in the country of Africa. They did not make any white person or carry the cross. They made someone who was the color of Jesus, a black man, Simon the Cyrenian, who was passing by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. So it was not Jesus who bared his cross. It was Simon the Cyrenian, a black man, to bear his cross. And those other people have always hated us because we are we resemble the children of the black man. We are the children of God. Let's read at verse 22. Pick up reading. And it says, and they bring him into the place Golgotha, which is interpreted the place of the skull. They, verse 23, they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh. And myrrh is a fragrant gum that comes from a tree. But he received it not. Verse 24, and when they had crucified him, they parted his garment. He was not dead yet when he was hanging up on the cross, when he was nailed to the cross, casting lots upon them. To cast lots, that means to throw dice. And I get that word, throw dice, from the computer when I looked up the word lots, casting lots. And that means to throw dice upon them, that every man, what every man should take. Verse 25, and it was the third hour. The third hour means 9 o'clock in the morning. And they crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. And I want you, all people, to know, who are reading, who are listening with me and reading today, know that it was not a white man they called Jesus to die on the cross for the entire world. It was a black man or a man of color. Jesus, when he comes back, do not be surprised that he is a black man. And as well, I think that you all should not be surprised to know that you're following the devil, which is also a black male. Verse 26, let's pick up reading. Well, and let me clarify that I do not know the devil. I've not seen him. He is not described in this Bible as Jesus is in the book of Revelations chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, it describes Jesus as a black man. The image of Jesus is not described as a white man. That is a white man's rule. Wake up from your sleep, my people, and all people. Yeah, you who make fun of me, who just said, wake up to the knowledge that Jesus is described in this Bible as a black man. As well, if you read in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse, I think it might be verse 9, the Ancient of Days, God, I call the Ancient of Days God, he's described as a black male with his wood, his hair is as wool. No other race of people hair looks like wool. We are the people to be reverenced and bowed down to. Right now, the Satan's children are in rule. But I say, for how long? One has told a black man, an emergency manager, to turn the water off from Flint residents, turn the water off from Detroit water system to the Flint residents. Over 100,000 people are being poisoned. We will not do such like that. Let's pick up at verse 26. Well, let me go back to verse 25. And it was the third hour, that is 9 o'clock in the morning, they crucified him. Verse 26. And the subscription, a subscription is a statement of his accusation. The accusation was written over King, the King of the Jews. That is the accusation, and it is the correct accusation. He is our king, and when he comes back, he will be our king. And all of you who are parading around as Jews will know that you are not the correct people. That is us. Read Psalms chapter 83, verses 1 through 6. It tells, I will tell you to read 1 through 10. It tells you the 10 nations that consorted against us Jews and destroyed us. They were, and they plowed Jerusalem like a field. I have not read that, but I know that they did plow it. I read that much. Let's pick up reading at verse 27. And with him crucified two thieves, one on the right hand, one on his right hand, and the other on his left hand. That's why I tell you in Mark chapter 10, verse 37, these two brothers has to be on the one hand of Jesus and on the left hand of Jesus and on the right hand of Jesus. And Jesus told them, that's not for me to give, but you do not know what you ask. And they did not know what they asked. Let's pick up at verse 28. And the scriptures were filled, which said, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Transgressors are lawbreakers. And you'll find that statement in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 29, and they that passed by railed against him. Railed means to throw insults, and to him is Jesus. They threw insults on Jesus, wagging their head and saying, you that destroyed the temple and builded it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. And likewise, the chief priests, mocking him, making fun of him, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Verse 32, let Christ, the King of Israel, descend. Descend means to come down. I lost my place. Come down from the cross that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. That means they criticized him and they threw insults his way. But Jesus was dying for them too. Verse 33. And he died for the New Testament to come in. And verse 33. And when the sixth hour was come, there were darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. The sixth hour is 3 p.m. And the ninth hour is 6 p.m. So Jesus hung on that cross from 9 in the morning till 6 when he died. Verse 34, and at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Elohim, Elohim, lama sabachthani. I may be saying that wrong. You other people might know how to pronounce that correctly, but I'm going to say Elohim, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted. My God, why hast you forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, behold, he calleth Elijah. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and poured it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, let him alone. Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried and said aloud and gave up the ghost. Giving up the ghost, he took his last breath. Verse 38, and the veil of the temple, a veil is a curtain of the temple, was rent. Rent means tore. And twain was tore, and twain means two, from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion is a Roman soldier, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, took his last breath, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and Joseph, and Salome. Now, I've never heard of these people, although I've read of the Bible before, twice. I don't understand it then as much as I am understanding it now. Verse 41, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. So men, you stop telling women they should not preach the word or talk what Paul say. As intelligent as you are saying something wrong. Read that Bible again. Read Paul, what he said to Timothy. He says, I would you. He didn't say God said this. He said he would that women be quiet. That is, Paul said to Timothy, tell the women to be quiet. And that's not God telling the woman to do that. If God can make a jackass speak, he can certainly make a woman speak or tell a woman to do this, that, and the other. Verse 42, and now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, and that's what I do. I think, well, Sabbath starts on Friday evening, and I cook my food for Friday and Saturday starting Friday morning, but the preparation day is the day before the Sabbath. So I'm going to say the preparation day is Thursday. But that's just me. That's coming from Sandra Harris. That is not coming from the experts. Verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Craved means he desired, or he wanted, or he asked for the body of Jesus. Verse 44, and Pilate marveled. He wondered. Marvel means to wonder. If he was already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And he knew, and when he knew of it, the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. So the centurion, the Roman God, witnessed that Jesus was dead. He took his last breath. Verse 46, and he brought, he is Joseph, and he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a sepulcher. A sepulcher is a tomb cut out of rock or of stone, where in those days they would lay a dead person's body. And he laid him in the sepulcher, which was hewn out of rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. Verse 47, and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. And that ends the reading of chapter 15 of the book of Mark. I pray that you sheep got something out of that lesson, out of the reading for today. And I'm going to say my prayer, and if I have enough time, I'm going to come back and talk about the poisoning of the Flint residents in the United States of America. That should not be happening under President Obama's watch. And I pray that he stop it this day and order new pipes to be put in to all the houses and businesses in Flint this day. Let's say our closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all things, especially for your constant protection of us from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, and I ask that you go to Amazon and buy my three books, The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. All three books you can get e-readers, and they are under, all three books together are under $20. Make me a happy woman. Go buy my book. Listen, if it is God's will, I will be with you next Sabbath. But I'm going to put this poisoning of people of the water in God's hand. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will follow the President to protect all people.
Help your
of the
children.
United States. Not just from ISIS, but
don't let them fall.
The water to be
by the side
to save money
on the road.
Have mercy on the people of Flint.
Jesus,
give our president the courage to do what's right,
to love one another,
in spite of the devil being in rule.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
Jesus, coming with the diamonds. His
love, he won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.